Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting third. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pedro Ramos. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Virgil reaches second base with a double. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zovchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. Virgil moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bridges. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball four. Wilson moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. Two outs. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Virgil moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris moves to third. Martin moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heft is thrown out after the base hit. Harris scores. Martin scores. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 7-0, Tigers. Al Sicott now pitching. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Virgil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Virgil moves to second. It's 8-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Virgil moves to third. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Korchek now catching. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Korchek and he is out, Aspromonte applying the tag. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Korchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling throws to second for 1, and Martin throws to first, and Harris drops the ball. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ossie Alvarez now playing third base. Eddie Yost now playing first base. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bowling moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Virgil moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, halfway down the third base line. Sicott gets to the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Sicott. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Steve Korchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Korchek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Korchek reaches second base with a double. Al Sicott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sicott strikes out on a pitch way out of the strike zone. And the ball gets by Wilson, who chases it to the backstop. Sicott reaches first on the wild pitch. There goes Korchek. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Korchek tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-1, Tigers. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heft hits a fly ball into center field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bridges moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bridges scores. Sievers moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Ossie Alvarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarez hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. Sievers moves to third. Two outs. Steve Korchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Korchek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Korchek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Keene reaches second base with a double. Bowling scores. There goes Virgil trying to get to home. Sievers throws the ball into Bridges, who relays the ball to Korchek, who tags Virgil, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. It's 9-2, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yost scoops it up and throws to first, with Sikot covering, for the out. Keene moves to third. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Al Sikot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sikot is 0-for-1 in the game. Sikot hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontii scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvarez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bridges hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.